Hi, my name is Mary. I'm a mental health advocate and an activist for suicide prevention and a NAMI Next Gen advisor.
What inspired you to be a mental health advocate?
So seeing the stigma I went through in trying to receive help for my mental health, I kind of realized that it probably wasn't just me going through the stigma due to my African background, and just realizing that a lot of people who have been going through their mental health struggles for so many years and weren't able to receive treatment or support due to the stigma, and just seeing that there's so many people who are like, who couldn't receive that treatment for so many years and going underdiagnosed and just like having to deal with it all on their own, it kind of motivated me and pushed me into like just having this passion and to advocate for mental health and just like to create awareness surrounding the stigma and to let people know that mental health does not discriminate and anyone can be affected by mental health regardless of their culture background, regardless of their religious background, regardless of who they are. Mental health does not discriminate and it can be affected by anyone.
Yeah, can you tell me a little bit about your own mental health journey?
Sure. So around the age of 13, I began experiencing depression, mania, fear of abandonment, and just being in this cycle of doom due to some type of traumatic experiences in my childhood. And because of that, I kind of just struggled with my mental health for so many years, and just having suicidal ideation, going in and out of the mental health hospital, and just being feeling like I wasn't seen, I wasn't heard, I wasn't understood, because I really didn't know how to receive the help I needed. I didn't know where to go. I didn't even know mental health services were an option for me as an African-American child, female child. And so I spoke to my parents about what I had been experiencing, and that is when they kind of like, you know, just told me, pray about it and, you know, try to talk to God about it and it will be fine. So that was kind of the stigma that I had experienced, and they told me just to like pray it away or it was kind of the devil. And so because of that, I kind of wasn't able to receive that treatment. And for so many years, seeing that I wasn't able to continue without services, I knew that if I didn't get help on time, that I wouldn't be here. So I kind of just advocated for myself and told my parents that if I'm your daughter, if you say you love me, you will want me to get the help. You will want me to get the help in order to get better. And so I also showed them videos of other people who look like me, and I also told them that these are people who actually struggle with their mental health and they look like me. And so they saw that it wasn't just a thing with me, and they finally understood and began taking me to my therapy appointments, began supporting me and just checking up on me and making sure I was doing better. And so from there on, I started receiving mental health services. I started using coping skills that I learned and just doing things that make me feel like I'm me, like just trying to like surround myself with people that will support me, that love me and encourage me to be my best version of myself. And so then I started just feeling more clear-headed, feeling more like I have more hope. And so that was really the journey for me.
And now you're advising for NAMI Next Gen. What is that, and how does it feel to be a part of that?
So NAMI Next Gen is a 10-member youth advisory group for NAMI National. And so I was part of the 10 people that were selected to be on this board. And so what we do is we kind of represent the youths around the world in general, trying to advise and just foresee NAMI's youth initiatives and basically put our own input and our own opinions into how they shape their youth initiatives. And what it's like being a NAMI Next Gen member, so far it's been really amazing, because I had been previously volunteering for NAMI Baltimore and NAMI Maryland in as well. And so it had He had already been, like, already a head start for me since previously working with NAMI Baltimore and NAMI Maryland, because NAMI just gave me an opportunity to kind of share my story and just put my voice and my story out there. And so this was the first organization that I've kind of worked with that actually got me started on, you know, speaking up about my mental health and just, you know, because I had been previously kind of looking for an organization that would allow me to share my story. And just NAMI was able to provide me that space and that platform. And so being a NAMI Next Gen member has been just super amazing. And it's another way of me trying to, like, put my story and my experiences and just channeling that into the youth initiatives and helping them shape their youth initiatives by going from my own experience.
And when I was doing my research, I also saw you do public speaking about your story. How is that?
Yeah, so public speaking has been also amazing. I've just been able to, like, go to different communities and share my mental health journey and let them know that it is okay. It is okay because mental health is a thing that we all have. Everyone has mental health, and we can all get affected by mental health in one way or another, whether through school stress, whether through work stress, whether through our personal life. You know, mental health can be caused by a number of things, whether it's a loss of a loved one, whether it's traumatic experiences, or even just having a hard time kind of, like, figuring out life and in general as a teenager, as a young adult, just having a hard time fitting in with friends, finding people who can relate with you and see you for who you are. And so some people kind of just, like, isolate themselves, which leads to a number of things that can affect the mental health. And so just speaking about it and letting people know that mental health is a thing that affects everyone, and it's nothing to be ashamed of, it's nothing to feel to feel afraid about or feel ashamed to share your story, because we all have mental health, and just going through the stigma as well and trying to let people know that, like I mentioned earlier, mental health does not discriminate, and letting people know that it's okay to ask for help. Help is available, and there are people who are there to encourage you, to support you in your journey, and you just have to look for those people.
What would you like to do after college?
After college, I would love to pursue a higher education, maybe in my master's, or even going higher to a PhD or a PsychD. And this is what I would love to do, because I kind of have that personal experience and lived experience for mental health. And just adding a professional background will kind of make it easier for me to go deeper with this passion and to make it a career as well.
What do you do to help your own mental health?
For my own mental health, I love just taking a drive, going out to a different environment when I feel stressed or overwhelmed, and just having a change of scenario is very helpful for me. A change of scenery is kind of helpful for me. And sometimes I will tell my mom, okay, let's just go for a drive. Okay, let's take a walk. And that has been very helpful for me. And also just, you know, journaling as well is something that's very huge for me. Just journaling my emotions, journaling how I feel in the moment, and just, like, writing out what I feel, and being able to express that and put that on paper, and even being able to go back and look at it and be like, wow, you know, this is a lot, and I'm glad I was able to, you know, put it on paper, and being able to process that is very helpful for me as well.
Do you think the stigma of just talking about mental health is lessening?
Yes, of course. Because I have seen firsthand how sharing my story and sharing my journey has been able to lessen the stigma that comes with mental health. There was a time where I had gone to a speaking engagement and had shared my story, and the audience was basically youths, and I saw how this created a conversation. It created a conversation where people, the youths, were trying to, like, tell their parents that this is something they were once struggling with, and their parents had a hard time as well understanding it. And so sharing my story had been that conversational opener, that conversation starter to being able to process what they had experienced and the traumatic things that they had gone through, and just having these youths open up to me and seeing that they could relate to the same story that I had shared, and seeing that they experienced something similar as I had gone through, and just knowing that my voice gave them a way to be able to like open that wound back up, and just to like address it instead of going through life having that unaddressed trauma. So I feel like sharing my story has been a way that has paved for people to be able to feel seen and heard. People that were once shunned, people that were once stigmatized for going through mental health, and they were able to see that in my story that there's hope. In my story that there's hope that the narrative can change. That just because you go through mental health struggles doesn't mean you cannot live a successful life. Just because you experience mental health struggles doesn't mean you cannot still thrive in the midst of the darkness, that the light cannot still come.
Where do you want to see your mission in the next 3 to 5 years?
So in the next 3 or 5 years, hopefully I would want to be known for traveling around the world to share my mental health journey, and just be known for an advocate, an activist who is actually putting in the work, who's actually putting in the action to make a difference, to change the narrative, and to let people know that there's hope, to let people know that having mental health is not a death sentence. It is not the end of your story, but just a chapter in it.
How can people reach out to you?
People can reach out to me through my email, which is Lawal, Lawal Mary, Mary, 66 at gmail.com, which is Lawalmary66 at gmail.com. Or they can find me through my Instagram account, which I post a ton of my mental health advocacy journey. My Instagram handle is Journey with Mary, but with two Y's.